Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Queen J. Welcome to Queen J Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Guys, it is Friday night. I hope everyone is having a good night, having good vibes, peaceful energy, and just I hope that you had a wonderful and prosperous day. I just want to say I do apologize for the episodes that some of you listen to and then I delete them because I always get interrupted. So I said once what I'm going to start doing is just start back going live on my computer because I've been going live, I've been going live on my phone and I haven't been home. And so that's why sometimes there's a few interruptions and I do see where some more people have been listening. But I do apologize that those episodes have been deleted because of interruptions. So after tonight, I'm going to start going live on my computer and have my phone silent. That way, it won't be no interruptions during my show. Guys, we are at 1,006 listens. It's never about the listens, but it's about the fact that you guys tune into my show, still tune into my show, even though I don't have guests anymore. And I'm so grateful that you guys still see fit to listen to Queen J. And I'm very appreciative always for over 3 years. And I know y'all keep saying she's saying the same thing over and over, but it's for real. I'm for real, guys. I'm appreciative of everybody that listens to Queen J. I'm appreciative of everybody that tunes into my podcast because you don't have to do that. You could be listening to other shows, and I'm pretty sure you do. But it's about the fact that you tune in my podcast, and I'm forever grateful for each and every one of you over these past 3 years. Tonight, I'm not going to be too long because I know it's Friday night and everybody doing their thing. But I just want to say this real quick. Try stressing less and have more smiles. Okay? That is basically what I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. Try stressing less and having more smiles. This is something that I am working on. And so that's why I want to come live and hope that you all can work on that as well. We do know that stress is not good for your body. If you did not know that, I am telling you, stress is not good for your body. It can cause harm, and it's just not good to stress. I know in some situations that some things are so hard to deal with that you can't help but stress about them. Trust me, I know because I do it all the time. But understand that stress is not good. Try to find ways to cope with stress. When you find something trying to stress you out, you find something trying to just like take over your mind. I like to listen to some peaceful music at night. I like to get my mind set together, play some good music to help me sleep. People have a lot of different ways they cope with stress. Some people, they dance. Some people play video games. Some people take a walk. And I can just say walking is probably the number one. If I had to play Family Feud, I'd tell you, walking is the number one way to relieve stress. Get you some earphones and get you your walking shoes and just walk to relieve the stress. Stress is never good. Like I said, y'all know a little bit of my story. I deal with anxiety real bad. Some people don't have it as bad as others, but I'm one of the people that I have it real bad. As I said, stress is not good. Find ways to smile. Sometimes you have to smile through the pain. I don't know if y'all ever heard that. Sometimes you have to smile during the pain. Sometimes you have to smile even when you don't feel like smiling. Sometimes you have to smile even when you're, because, you know, they always have this saying that says the darkest hour is just before day. If you don't know what that means, that basically means is that even when it seems like you're at your lowest point, something good will always come up. And I'm not going to speak on God too much because I know some people don't believe in him. To each their own. I believe in God, so I'm going to talk about him on my show. But I I do respect others' beliefs, but just look at it this way. There's always going to be something good come out of everything. It's never going to be bad times. It's never going to be bad times. Sometimes the things we stress about, we shouldn't stress about. Sometimes the thing we worry about, we shouldn't worry about. Because why? Because it's always going to be, it's always going to be a better day. So you have to understand and know that. You have to understand and know that their trouble is not going to last always. So basically what I just came live tonight to tell you all is to stress less. More smile. Be peaceful. Be happy. Even when you don't feel like smiling, sometimes you have to force that smile. And the reason why you need to force that smile, because you're letting that situation know, hey, you're not going to break me. You're not going to break me. Sometimes you have to tell that situation that you're not going to break me, that I'm going to do this by myself. You're not going to break me. I got this. Sometimes you have to speak to situations so that you can have power over how it's taking over your mind. You have to speak to situations. So you have to tell those situations, look, you're not going to take over me. You're not going to take over me. I'm going to come over this. I'm going to overcome this. I'm an overcomer. You know what I'm saying? So let's try to stress less for the rest of 2024. I didn't come here to be long. Y'all know I do shows longer than 10 or 15 minutes, but I just want to say stress less. If I had my other phone, I'd play a quick song for y'all. But I will tell y'all what the song that you can play, and y'all gonna laugh at what I'm about to say. Play the song that says, if you happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you happy and you know it, clap your hands. Now, y'all probably gonna laugh and say, why should you want to do that? Because that's a song that really can make you smile quick. If you play that song, you can't help but clap your hands. It's not a song for kids. It's not, to me, it's not just a song for kids. It's a song for adults, too, because it can help you smile. You got to smile even through the pain. You got to smile even when times are hard, even when you can't see how you're going to get through a situation. That's why I said stress. And things happen sometimes to cause us to stress, because it wants us to stress, but we cannot let things consume us. There's a lot of things I'm dealing with right now, even at this moment while I'm doing this episode real quick. But guess what? I have learned to overcome it. I have learned to stress less, because the things that I know about stress, it's really not good to stress. It's really not good to keep stress on your mind. You get what I'm saying? It's really not good to keep stress on your mind. Stress less, y'all. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's rough, but stress less, please. Because the more you keep stressing, the more you're making yourself, sometimes stress can cause you to get sick. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being real. Sometimes when I stress, my chest hurts. Sometimes when I stress, I get sick. And I don't want nobody to get sick. So let's learn to stress less. Let's learn to keep stress off of us. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. It's not going to be easy at all. And it's always so much better when you got those people in your corner that can help you deal with the stress. Okay? It's always good when you got people in your corner that can help you deal with the stress. I didn't come long, y'all. I know I've been doing like 10-minute episodes, but I just had to come say that real quick because I know how it is to deal with things that are so hard to deal with, that are so hard to accept. You get what I'm saying? But just learn to stress less. Stress less and you'll be just fine. Stress less and you'll see why it's important for you to be more happy and smile, regardless of what. Keep the stress away. Eat you an apple. Eat you a banana. Do something that makes you happy. Don't dwell in that negative energy, because stress is negative energy. Do something to make you smile. Because remember what Queen Jay said. The situation is not going to last always. All right, y'all. Remember, this podcast is on iHeartRadio. This podcast is on Apple Podcasts, but I don't know how for long. This podcast, and remember, it's also on Amazon Music. So, and of course on Blog Talk. So you have multiple ways to listen to this episode. I will do longer shows. I'm just dealing with a lot of things right now, but I try to get a little show in. Y'all know I don't do 10-minute shows, but I just wanted to come and do that real quick. Hoping that this reaches somebody. If you want to email me, I will not respond to negative emails, but I will put my email in the description box. And my email is queenj256@yahoo.com. For those who know how to pray, keep me in prayer, and I want you to say real prayers for me. Not no phony prayers, but some real prayers for me. Keep me listed, as I will try my best to do the same for you. Until next time, probably sometime next week, and remember what I said. Stress less and more happiness, more smiles, more peace, more love. And you can get through anything that's trying to come against you. Until next time, guys, Queen J is out.